Thank you, Madam Chair. We support the proposals by the United States that would add greater detail on the Convention's comprehensive scope of coverage, including those that emphasize the importance of full implementation, that underscore the importance of those working in biological sciences understand obligations under the Convention, that ensure scientific and technological developments cover the targeted modification of genetic material, and that call on state parties to address the risks of use by state or non-state actors. As other delegations have said, proposals relating to establishing a mechanism under the Convention to ensure compliance under Article 1 or adopting a legally binding protocol with verification measures are premature. It is precisely these ideas, among others, that require further expert consideration in the coming intersessional process. Similarly, we do not support the proposal to amend the title and Article 1 of the Convention to explicitly include the prohibition of use. We also support the proposal by Ireland to include language covering the condemnation of threat of use of biological agents or toxins for other than peaceful purposes. And we'd also like to confirm that we would be content with the proposal from the non-aligned movement in its second paragraph of added text to include the word strongly to the existing Eighth Review Conference text, reaffirming that any use which is inconsistent with prophylactic, protective, or other peaceful purposes is effectively a violation of Article 1 of the Convention. We would also note that this proposal by the non-aligned movement is not consistent with the proposal by Iran to change the wording of that paragraph, replacing this with references to hostile purposes and use in armed conflict would not make this wording more direct, as they claim, but instead make it less clear and potentially narrow its scope. Thank you to my colleague from the Russian delegation for giving us the opportunity, and thank you, Madam Chair.